listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Modern warfare has clearly gone asymmetric, with high-tech guerrilla tactics, religious insurgents, and suicide bombers. University of Michigan professor Mark McDonald, a veteran newspaper correspondent who has done several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, said journalism has gone asymmetric in its war coverage and terrorism.
Asymmetric journalism is a theory that I've come up with recently, and it springs out of the idea of asymmetric warfare. What we classically know as guerrilla warfare, where it's not just country A lines up with its tanks and planes and country B lines up with its tanks and planes and then they go at it on a conventional battlefield. It's more guerrilla tactics and insurgency and counterinsurgency. Likewise, asymmetric journalism is not just the mainstream news giving us what they consider to be the news. It's not just the New York Times, the Washington Post, the big networks, and the news magazines. The information landscape is much, much more complicated now, and much more interesting and diverse, too. For example, we have military blogs, soldiers writing blogs from the battlefield. Troopers can be at a battle in the morning, and they can be blogging on it by lunchtime, and it's all over the internet. Almost immediately, almost in real time. We have Arab TV, Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya. Even the terrorist groups have their own videos for propaganda purposes and recruiting purposes. We even recently saw an incident of friendly fire when the United States, some United States fighter planes shot up a British convoy in Afghanistan. They killed a British soldier, and the cockpit video and audio was available online as part of a court case for everybody to hear and listen to. I mean, these are the kind of things that we never, ever have seen before. And there are lots of other examples, but this is the whole new information landscape to figure out really what's going on in the war. We've just never had these tools and these sorts of delivery platforms before, and most of it's enabled by the internet.
McDonald described the war coverage as courageous and terrible.
The mainstream media, for the most part, New York Times, Washington Post, the big newspapers, the big networks, sort of ushered us into war, in my view. They didn't question the intelligence that the administration was putting out thoroughly enough. They went along with a lot of the stuff without vetting it that the government was saying. They didn't report fully on the conflicts between the State Department and the Defense Department and the disputes over the authenticity of the intelligence that the administration was using. Bob Woodward from the Washington Post and Jill Abramson, the managing editor of the New York Times, were both on campus recently and acknowledged that they really blew the story. And this is a story that you don't want to blow. They also acknowledged that the Knight Ridder newspapers, the Knight Ridder chain, was really the only mainstream group that really got it right. And as Knight Ridder reporters were writing the story, as it turns out quite accurately, almost nobody took notice of it. Largely because Knight Ridder did not have a paper or an outlet in Washington or New York. It was a real tragedy. That having been said, reporters are doing the best they can on the ground. It's incredibly dangerous in Iraq and Afghanistan, more so in Iraq, of course. It's just impossible to go out on the street and do what we consider to be classic news reporting. It's just too dangerous. It used to be in Iraq, even right after the war, the conventional war, after the invasion, that if you were in a car going up on a checkpoint and somebody was threatening you at a checkpoint, you could put up your hands and say, Sahafi, Sahafi, which is Arabic for journalist. And that would sort of let you off the hook and they'd wave you right through. Now, if you yell Sahafi, they shoot you or kidnap you or behead you or worse. It's just not a safe environment at all. It's terribly dangerous, and the reporters that are there and going back on multiple tours really deserve a lot of credit.
When they cover wars, reporters become embedded, attaching themselves to military units in the field. McDonald spent a year and a half in Iraq before the U.S. invasion more than 4 years ago.
A lot of people ask whether I would go back. I had some close calls the last time I was there, and I swore when I came out the last time that I would never go back. And now that I've gotten a little distance from the war and have seen the reporting and how piecemeal and incomplete the reporting is, I really do, for some reason, have, have a desire to go back. I think also part of it is that I was there before the war, I was there during the war, and I'd like to be there, hopefully, presumably, in the wind-up to the war. When that will be, I'm not sure. Nobody knows, of course, but I'd like to go back to sort of tie a ribbon around the whole story.
McDonald is the Howard R. Marsh Visiting Professor in Journalism in the Department of Communication Studies.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.